KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Need covenant relationship with Him. Are you ready for what God is up to?
Yeah.
When we think about what God is doing in our life and through our life, God is moving us closer to Him so He can enhance us for greater blessing that is yet in store. And I began to wrestle with this text. For God is shaking the very foundation of my being. Because He said, I need you to tell the world what a good shepherd is.
Yeah.
Because the world is full of shepherds, but not all shepherds are good.
Amen.
And when you have found a good shepherd, you should embrace that shepherd with the sincerity and the prevalence of your being.
Yes, sir.
As I contemplated this word, this scripture, I thought about something my mother said to me. This week, while I was traveling in Dallas visiting with her, she said, I thank the Lord, for He has been good. And it baffles me, Bruce, because every time God gives me something, He confirms it always. And I said, Lord, what are you telling me? Why me? And He said, why not you? I call whom I choose.
Yes.
I deliver words through you by which I have put in you from your foundation of your being. I've given you what you need for such a time as this. He said, I don't even need you to seek that, because what I have in you is life sustaining and life changing. And when you hear the words of the Lord, you cannot be the same when you hear a profound word that God is speaking to you. So I thought about that word, God has been good.
Yes.
And her word made me pause and reflect on how God's goodness is manifesting in everything. Not just something, everything. Look around you. Everything that we see, God made, and He said it was good. How do you know it? I know it because in the beginning, when God created the days, in the beginning, when God created the sun, in the beginning, when God created the fish of the sea, in the beginning, when God created the fowls of the air, in the beginning, when God created it all, God said it was. Somebody's reading. God said it was good. There's not nothing in this world that God created that was not good. Anything that's bad, He didn't have nothing to do with it. The enemy did. God created everything. And here's what I love about what God did. After God made it good, at the end of everything that He created, He said it was very
good.
Somebody's reading. It was very good. So everything God created, not only was it good, it was very good. But the most profound thing that Jesus always said when He was going through sin, I am the good shepherd, I am the door, I am the way. He was saying, I am that I am. Who is the great I am?
Jesus.
God is. God said, I am that I am. While He was in the world, He was God manifesting in flesh. I am the good shepherd. I am. You notice He never said He was Jesus. He only said, the only time He said it was Jesus, He said, I am He who you are looking for. But He always said, I am. I am. He's implying who He is. He is Adonai. He's Yahweh. He is Jehovah.
Yes.
He is the Lord God Almighty. There's no one that can compare to Him. That's the God that we serve.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, from this creative order, God was establishing goodness. This divine goodness is woven throughout the history of creation, is woven throughout the story of redemption, and is woven through the story of restoration. The Lord's character as the good shepherd is seen not only in his care for individuals, but in his ongoing work to bring order, peace, and blessing to all of the things he has made. God is an orderly God. And because he's an orderly God, how are we to act in his presence? God ain't up to nothing but goodness and holiness and righteousness. God is up to everything about saving people, not judge people. God is trying to save us from ourselves. And when we fall on our knees and look to the hill from which cometh our help and know that our help comes from the Lord, then we understand what God is up to. God is trying to save us from ourselves. My brothers and sisters, reflecting on this, I realized that the concept of goodness is deeply rooted in God's very nature. Not only is God love, but God is rooted in this love, and this goodness is rooted in God's very nature. God is good. Did he not wake you up this morning?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Did he not close you in your right mind?
Yes, he did.
Did he not give you the house you live in, the car you drive, the clothes you wear, the shoes you work?
Yes.
God is good.
All the time.
And because God is good, is there anybody who can say he's good in your life? If he got you up this morning, if he closed you in your right mind, that's enough to say God is good. Mama knew about this goodness when she talked to me about the depression from the 1920s to the 1930s. And she said how they only had this cow, and that cow stayed alive until the depression ended and God took the cow away. But during that time, God allowed that cow to live until the depression was over. God is good. No matter the trials, the tribulation, the ups and the downs in life that we go through, God is still good. Why? Because God is working things out for our
good.
Thank you. He is working things out for our good. So in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, we're told that God is called the shepherd of his people. In Jeremiah 31 and 10 states a prophetic announcement that God, who scattered Israel, will also gather them, and he will shepherd them like a flock.
Yes.
There are times that we don't always look like the people that God wants us to look, and certainly the nation of Israel, which is God's chosen people, don't always abide by the rules, the foundation, the guideline, and the dimensions that God wants them to be. But yet God has a way of sometimes scattering us to draw us. God has a way of scaring us to bring us. God has a way of sometimes allowing us to go off so that he could bring us back.
Yes.
And so the children of Israel were scattered, would be scattered. Psalm says in the Bible that he scattered them from 70 years. 70 years to figure out the mess that they was doing, and 70 years before they would come to a realization of who he is. Knowing him all alone throughout their history, they were scattered. And God can bless the nation, and God can bless the people, and we know how good God is. But sometimes we just walk and wander off. And God has a way of just letting us wander until he can bring us. Let us wander so he can restore us. Let us wander so he can redeem us. Let us wander so he can reconcile us. God would allow us to move away so that he can bring us back. So we see. What does this tell us? It reveals how God's mercy is interwoven in the plan of restoration. And restoration is God's act of renewing and redeeming the people to wholeness and righteousness. God ain't trying to judge nobody. God is trying to save everybody. Amen. He will judge.
Yes, he will.
But he's trying to save us.
Amen.
This tells us at times people and nation may stray. And they may even fall away. But God has the power as our God, as our good shepherd, to restore and heal and redeem his people.
Amen.
That's what God is up to.
Yes.
Restoring us, healing us, yes, redeeming us, because we are his people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Are you God's people? And are you calling by his name? God ain't gonna make nobody call on him, but God wants us to worship him in spirit as well as in truth. God is looking for people who will call upon him and know that he is, that he is our Lord, our God, and our King. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. That is the God that we serve. As our shepherd, Jesus is this. He came to his people to give his life for our benefit. He came to his people to give his life, Dwayne. We were born to live. He was born to die. He came so that we could have the opportunity to enjoy what he said in my Father's house of many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. He came so that we can have eternal life. And this stuff that we have in this life is temporary life, but what God had for us is permanent. Help me, Holy Spirit. God said, I came to give you life and that you might have life more abundantly, because the stuff we have is temporary. We're holding on to this so much that we can't see what God has that's eternal. And when we get this stuff out of our way and let God be part of our life, then we will see what God has in store for us.
Yes, amen.
Are you ready for what God has in store? Eyes have not seen, our ears have heard what God have in store. In John 10 and 11, Jesus declared himself as, he said, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
Here, Jesus described himself as not only the shepherd,
yes,
but the good shepherd. And what did this mean? I'm glad you asked. It means that Jesus is the good shepherd, not just a shepherd.
Amen.
For there are all kinds of shepherds.
Yeah.
But Jesus is unique in character.
Yeah.
Come on.
There ought to be something unique in the character of your shepherd. There ought to be something unique in the man that you sit under every Sunday. There ought to be something unique in who you say you are worshiping with. There ought to be something unique about his personality. There ought to be something unique about him. He ought to be different, unusual, and some people may call him crazy, but thank God he is a good shepherd. Because some shepherds want money, honey. Some shepherds want to date you, baby. Some shepherds want to be messy, honey. But a good shepherd knows the difference between what God has given him and what God is doing. And sometimes we get all messed up because our pastors and our shepherds are fancy. They look good, they dress good, they smell good, and they mess up.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility